Hey everyone, thank you for tuning in. Welcome back to my podcast series, Welcome to the Winner's Circle. It's been a little while. Life, as you know, is a little bit crazy for folks with this COVID-19 pandemic worldwide. But anyways, I wanted to come in and talk about, on this episode, preparedness and prevention. A lot of times people feel like, oh, you know, I've got to be prepared for everything and I've got to prevent this from happening and prevent that from happening. Although sometimes life just happens and you just can't be prepared and you just can't prevent everything. And so it's okay that you don't always have all the answers. What it boils down to is taking accountability for your mistakes and knowing for yourself, are you in this situation or in a particular predicament because of something that you lacked or you were irresponsible to take care of? Or was it something that just happened because accidents happen? Could you have prevented the outcome somehow? Would these things have happened regardless? It's okay. And it does. You know, there are many reasons why things happen and don't go the way that we planned them. And then is there really a such thing as being prepared? No one is perfect. So at some point, everybody does need someone, no matter how prepared that they are. And also what it boils down to as well is making sure that, you know, you have you. You have your back. You can provide for yourself and those who rely on you, whether you have kids, whether you have family that you take care of, just being there for yourself and being there for you. Because at the end of the day, it's just you. It's just you and yourself. When you lay down in bed at night, it's just you and yourself. When you get up and take your shower in the morning, it's just you and yourself. So just being there for you, and how do you have you? Now, we all have a circle of people who we can trust. We all have our tribe. We all have our quote-unquote soul sisters and our brothers and all of that good stuff. And it's okay to have those people. I do feel like life is great when you have at least a handful, talking about five close people that you can rely on. Not everyone needs to be your friend and not everyone needs to be in your personal business. And definitely safeguard and keep yourself. Not everybody needs access to you or your energy. However, having a handful or a small number of people who you can really count on, who know your ins and outs, who know your deep, dark secrets, I think really makes a difference when you are put in a bind and who you can reach out to. You have to be around people who have your best interest at heart. Even though you need to provide for yourself, no one really is obligated for you, but it is good to have that handful of people. And we all have moments where we do need the help of others. And you have to make sure that the people you have aren't going to help you and then throw it in your face later on that they did help you. Sometimes you might be in a real dire situation and you feel that nobody is there to help you. You want to make sure that you have at least one person you can turn to. Although the thing about being prepared is sometimes when you're preparing, you're also preparing so that way you don't have to rely on a lot of people. We live in a society that tells us be independent, do things on your own, and that's all well and fine. But sometimes it really is just a matter of having someone in your corner, having that support, having that one individual. It does make a difference in how you navigate the day, how you navigate the week, the month, the year, your life. So it makes a huge difference. In the event, you know, that you have to use someone in a good way, someone to help you, you also want to be at a place that once you get through this lesson or once you get through this predicament, that you don't want to return to that point. You know, you want to make sure that, okay, you're asking people for help and they're helping you and it's definitely an emergency, dire need. But at the same time, you don't want to overstep your boundaries. You don't want to we're at your welcome in a sense. You don't want to abuse people's kindness and genuineness to you. But once you get through that hump or that lump or whatever you're going through, you also want to make sure that you don't go through that again. So the lesson in any situation or any issue that you're encountering is to learn from it. And when you're learning from it, you're taking notes on what happened, why it happened, how did you get in that situation, going through that situation, what steps did you take emotionally to get through that, what steps did you have to take physically to get out of that, and what does that look like, how did that feel? And that is where, journaling comes in hand. And a lot of people just journal to talk about their feelings and whatever they want to talk about. But at the same time, I also feel like when you journal, it definitely should be intentional. And it definitely should have, it should be like a blueprint. So that way, if you look back on it, if you encounter a similar situation again, you can look back on it and see what helped you get through it. So I think journaling is very important when you're going through anything. But I think overall the message is being there for you. Of course, you have people in your life who matter, but you can't help others if you can't help yourself. And I think being prepared to the best of your ability definitely does, quote unquote, save you from certain situations. However, because life is not perfect and nobody can be prepared at 100%, there are situations that come up and people do get in binds and accidents do happen and things of that nature and things that are out of your control. And when those things happen, things out of your control, you have to have that emotional support, that physical support for yourself and someone who you can lean on and who can help you. So this podcast is very short. I just kind of wanted to put that out there. And, given what's going on in the world today with the COVID-19 pandemic, we're all learning that life can change in a matter of seconds. Not going out to the movies, not going out to eat, restricted to staying in your home. Life changes at the snap of a finger. And with that, everything is really a day by day, everything is unknown. And being that everything is unknown, could you have been prepared for this? Could you have prevented this? To what extent could that have been you? Like, to what extent could you have been prepared for this? To what extent could you have prevented it? Could you have prevented it? You could not have prevented COVID-19, but is there a way you could have prevented the emotions that come with this social distancing and things of that nature? So it's just a lot of questions about that prevention and preparedness. And when you don't know what's happening and you don't know the day-to-day, that's the part that make people feel uneasy, always walking into the unknown. However, when you're going into the unknown, you are navigating through a territory you're not familiar with. So it's a new kind of growth. It's a new feeling, a new sensation. And so sometimes we have to welcome these things. So in a sense, is it good to be prepared? Maybe not. Maybe don't try to be so perfect and have the answers and prepared for everything, but sometimes come and go with things that come your way. And those are some things that, you can think about and figure out a balance of that in your own life. But yeah, just the situation now is giving people a lot of time to think and be with themselves, and these things come up. But anyways, this is the podcast for today. I hope you guys got something from it. It was quick, short, and sweet. And be well, and until next time.